This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing, guns, and the great outdoors, and whatever else you want to talk about involving those particular subjects. I have been driving nonstop, I think, since early Monday morning. Seriously, I've put well over 1,000 miles on the vehicle. And a typical day goes like this. Yesterday, started here, loaded magazines, drove to Deal, and from Deal to, where was I? Chesapeake Beach, and from Chesapeake Beach to Prince Frederick, and from Prince Frederick to Hughesville, and from Hughesville to Point Lookout, from Point Lookout to La Plata, from La Plata to Whitehall, and finally home. Day before, started in Pasadena, headed to Cambridge, Hooper's Island, Crisfield, Ocean City, and back home. Those are the kind of days that I put in, and I'm constantly on the road. Why, you might ask, are you driving so darn much this week, Alan? Well, it's been 5 days of delivering Maryland Loves Crabs. I told you last week that Maryland Loves Crabs was coming out, and I have visited exclusive restaurants, crab shacks, picking houses, roadside stands, wholesalers, commercial watermen, retailers, seafood restaurants, seafood houses, some of the biggest and best and some of the smallest. And it's been a good week. It really has been a good week. We love getting the magazine out. We hope if you've been following the delivery schedule on Facebook at Maryland Loves Crabs, you can see where all we've been. I've named every place that I've delivered magazines to, and it's been an extensive trip. So yes, and took a little time to attend my granddaughter's elementary school graduation this week. And so, if I sound a little bit draggy this morning, well, there's probably a reason for that. I've been working. So, but it's what I do, and I love it. I love my job. I work for myself. And if you've had a chance to see Maryland Loves Crabs, well, I hope you're enjoying it. If you haven't had a chance and you're online this morning, you'd like to see it, you're welcome to go to mdlovescrabs.com, mdlovescrabs.com. Like us on Facebook, and you will have full access to the magazine online. You'll have a flipbook version of everything that we've got in print. You can read all the articles. You can read all the advertisements. You can find links to sponsors or advertisers there. Some of the larger advertisers have direct links to their businesses, and we'd like to know what you think about that. So, we also invite you to call here with any topic you'd like to talk about. My neighbor was leaving across the street, was leaving his house this morning with his kids. They were going to Chesapeake Beach this morning, left at about 4:30, headed out of Chesapeake Beach. His buddy's a charter boat captain out of Chesapeake Beach, and I was there yesterday. And I told him he'd probably be trolling or... Actually, I told him he'd probably be chumming. He said, I don't care. We can chum. We can live line. We can do whatever we want. It doesn't make any difference to me. Chumming is hot right now. Hackett's Bar, the Mudleads. There's lots of fish. And I talked to Bud at Fish Bones yesterday. Said, what's the hot ticket? He said, chumming, of course. He gave me a couple spots. And he said, you know, if you want a live line, you can do that too. There's hardheads. We had a caller wanted to know about hardheads on the bridge down in Cambridge. You don't have to go that far down. They've got them up here. And so that's a evening bite, but you got to play the tide. You got to play the tide. They don't like the rockfish like a moving tide. So the last hour before or after, they like to ride the tide. They're not big on a rushing tide, a rip tide, but they do like a moving tide. So play the tide, both sides of the tide, and you'll be good to go. So, and if you go with an experienced captain, they know that. So, it's been. I'm gonna have to. I was in the middle of an email here when we went on the air, so I'll get back to you later on that. And I wanted to share some stuff with you online. Let's see. We've got no fewer than three press releases from Maryland's Department of Natural Resources this week. Actually, I think we got four. But computers are especially slow here this morning, Brian. Is that any reason for that that you know of? Would you mind waking the squirrels up and seeing if they could, or maybe give them a couple peanuts or something? 2003 was a good year for computers. It's a shame we didn't get them then. I think these are from 88, aren't they? Let's see. Now, there's my buddy Josh. He's listening, apparently. So let's see. Let me go back here real quick. And yes. Where is it? I'm sorry. 922-6680 is the phone number. Why don't you give us a call while I'm what am I doing here? Fumbling around, trying to get the email working. But we'll be more than glad to take your calls on any topic this morning. A second hour, we'll have a guest in from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We'll have Dr. Joe Love in. Dr. Joe Love on the phone. He is our Dr. Joe Love, PhD. He is our title bass manager for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And we'll be talking about a few subjects regarding bass and bass tournaments and how to keep bass alive during the summer and snakeheads and everything else. So, well, doggone it, I can't get these emails to open. There we go, finally. All right, so we got three emails on the fact that Governor O'Malley hosted a GPI summit. You'll be hearing about this. This is Maryland's genuine progress indicator, a measure of statewide well-being, to delve into the successes and challenges of the GPI and explore how citizens and state governments can use this valuable resource, the genuine progress indicator, to make better, more informed decisions. Maryland was the first state to officially adopted the GPI, and Governor O'Malley is the first elected official to advocate for its use. The second of its kind event will bring together GPI practitioners, influential decision makers, administration leaders, and state representatives to look beyond the GDP as a measure for economic performance and learn about the Maryland GPI and other important efforts in states such as Oregon and Vermont. To learn about the event beyond the Great Recession and beyond GDP, gross domestic product, measuring and sustaining what matters in the 21st century economy. Now, keep in mind, these press releases came through the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So you go online and you click on the link, and it is a little little sheet from a company by the name, or an organization by the name of Demos, D-E-M-O-S. Go ahead in the bottom right corner of that and click on the link to demos.org. And while you're doing that, I'm going to talk to Mark in Eldersburg about Chesapeake Beach. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
None. I just wanted to let you know that you were right on the money about Chesapeake Beach fishing.
Yeah, it's good.
My buddy's out there right now. I hope he's listening, taking your advice.
Well, I know they're doing a lot of chumming. Some of them are doing live lining. Guess who I ran into at Chesapeake Beach yesterday? My old buddy from I've known this guy for 30 years, Captain Roy Leverone. Captain Roy comes striding into the tackle shop. He didn't look any different than he did 20 years ago. And Captain is still fishing. I think he's hit the 80 threshold for sure. But I know Captain Roy and I, we had a good conversation. I'll never forget the trip. Well, we took a couple trips with Captain Roy. The first time I ever live-lined was with Captain Roy with the spot. We caught our own spot and went out and caught some fish. We caught sea trout and bluefish when we had some, and some striped bass. But the first year rockfish became legal, we did a November trip with Captain Roy, took a bunch of guys, some of my writers. I can't remember if Bert Gelvar was on that trip or not. I think he might have been. Bert was the first caller to the old Maryland Sportsman Radio Show 25 years ago, and we caught our limit of rockfish in November.
That's awesome.
November, and we had a great time. So
we didn't actually start fishing until 7:30. By 11:30, we limited out.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, if he's heading out there this morning, I hope he's going to hit the tide, like you said. And then.
Well, you know, they'll work for it. They'll go up and down and try and catch it where it's the best. You know, they'll go down to the gas docks, or they'll go up river. They'll go across. You know,
exactly. I believe he's heading to the gas docks, and then if he gets his limit, he's going to try to do some crabbing with some pots.
Oh, there you go.
I just want to give a shout out to him if he's going. Good luck.
All right, what's his name?
His name is Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Bill Burton. His name is Bill Burton, actually.
Bill Burton. Oh, okay. Well, no,
all right, well, thank you for
no relation. All right, Mark. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Have a good day.
See ya. There he goes. That's it. That's nice. That's the kind of stuff. So if you go to demos.org, it's all about money. Here are some of the headline topics. College isn't the answer to inequality. How the working poor keep Philadelphia's airport running. Young Adult Employment Report, May 2013. The regulator who can stop the next AIG. Derivatives are weapons of slow economic destruction. UK regulators eye currency market manipulation. Political money in the 2012 election, the 113th Congress, and beyond. Broadly speaking, moving the debate on working parenthood forward. Incestuous, the dangers of big, unaccountable contractors. And join us for the Transforming America Awards and Gala. Yes, three press releases this week touting the governor's involvement at hosting this summit. On the Department of Natural Resources letterhead. However, it is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like World Fishing Network and Under Armour. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you are lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater in the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. And don't forget, Diamond Jim, a tagged rockfish worth up to $10,000. Well, he's worth $10,000 if you catch him this month. He's swimming in the Chesapeake Bay, just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. But even they're worth $500. Catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. Call that number on the tag. You might just have captured a $10,000 prize. So stop by your local fishing citation center. Check the fishing rule book that comes with your license. Visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Hey, and best wishes to our buddy Jack Carter from Catonsville Linex. Jack is getting married today.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy talking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy.
We're going to roll this truck and convoy across the USA. That's what we're going to do. What date? What was the date on that? What was the date they rolled that convoy out? What? Play it again. If you don't remember, I'm going to make you play it again.
You don't remember, do you?
Yeah, no, not the date of the year of the song. What's the date? He says it was the something of June, the dark of the moon. See? All right.
Good guess.
Now, what day did they find out that Billy Joe McAllister jumped off a Tallahatchie bridge? That was also in June. Why do these songs start out with a date? I don't get that. Anyway, I guess that June rhymes with moon. And anyway. Oh, I'm tired. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'm going to read this this little message from my buddy Josh. Listening in this morning, winding on some fresh line. Dad and I are hitting the Patuxent this morning. I'll be with my two boys tomorrow, and my dad's absolute passion is trout fishing on small streams. So we will celebrate Father's Day this morning. Wish everyone a happy Dad's Day for me. Well, happy Dad's Day, everyone, from Josh and from me. With two boys of my own, I'm now truly realizing the unmeasurable amount of sacrifice that my father made on my behalf. Happy Father's Day to those that are or may have served as a father for children everywhere. Thank you, Josh, for that message. We do remember that. And what better way than to celebrate the day with your dad going fishing. My dad loved to fish, and I spent many, many countless hours with my dad fishing on the banks of the Juniata River or Spruce Creek trout fishing or Prince Gallitzin State Park on Glendale Lake or Raystown Dam or did spend one day on Chesapeake Bay, one or two, and we spent more days on Delaware Bay, various ponds and lakes throughout southern New Jersey. Boy, where else did we fish? We fished in Canada for walleyes, and when my dad passed at the age of 80, I talked him through. I talked him through to the other side and held his hand and told him about all the times we had fishing for walleyes and fishing for catfish. And that was what I shared with my dad in the final seconds of his life, was the fishing trips that we took. And I will never forget that. I will never regret it. And I know wherever he is, well, I know where he is. He's safe in the arms of the Lord, that's for sure. But I hope they've got some fishing up there that is just as unbelievable as can be. We fished Cumberland Dam. We fished everywhere. Everywhere we could fish, we fished. And Dad loved it. Wading in trout streams and, you know, fishing Somerset Lake for... I remember a day the big old muskie came up and tried to inhale my dad's bait, and he struck too soon and pulled it out of the thing's mouth. I thought he was going to have a coronary right there. But he made it through to 80, and he loved to fish. So I love talking about fishing with my dad. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Okay, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. Hey, Mike. How are you? What's going on?
Just wanted to take this opportunity to wish you and all fathers out there a very happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you very much.
And, you know, this time of the year, when Father's Day approaches, I think about my dad. Mm-hmm. I lost him when I was very young. And I often think about, you know, what my life would have been like had he lived on.
Yeah. Yep.
Again, happy Father's Day to you and all your listeners.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye. Yep, the last time Dad visited us in Maryland was around Christmas time. He wasn't doing great, but he stopped. You know, I said, look, we're not going to hunt, but we're going to go see some deer. So it might have been deer season. It's around Christmas time, so I think muzzleloader season was in. He didn't have a license, but... We only, you know, We went out to Baltimore County to a little farm out there, and we sat and we watched deer all day long. We never took a shot, but we had 25 or 30 deer in the field, and he loved that. He enjoyed watching that. I think in the entire time we hunted together, he might have shot one deer, and he was tickled with that. So that's good for him, but he always went. He always enjoyed seeing them. So he liked turkey hunting, too. And, you know, he didn't mind rabbit hunting at all, but that was more my thing than his. So, yeah, fishing was his passion and golf was his passion. We spent a lot of days on the golf course, too. So, Dad, happy Father's Day. Thank you for being who you were and doing what you did for me. 410 WCBM 680, 1-800-922-6680. You are welcome to call us now and share thoughts about your dad if you like, or if you're a dad, tell us where you're taking the kids or what the kids are doing for you, what you'd like to have for Father's Day other than a healthy family. You know, what's your favorite barbecue? What's your favorite, you know, you doing anything special? You going camping? You going fishing? What are you going to do? Let's talk. Oh, there's Charles wants to talk about St. Bernard's. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Good morning. I want to wish you a very happy Father's Day. I've been listening to some of your stories, and they're very touching.
Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate that.
I tell you, I wanted to tell you about my experiences with my dogs.
Sure.
I raised St. Bernards for three dogs, and that was quite an experience in my life.
Right.
And prior to them, I raised for about 20 years shepherds. So I had a whole troop of shepherds.
Wow.
And this was one of the great experiences in my life. And people should, if you ever get an opportunity, raise a St. Bernard. They are quite a unique dog.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Very, very, from what I understand, very loyal.
Extremely loyal and devoted to you.
Yeah.
And they really love you.
Oh, that's nice, Charles.
And there's nothing like putting your arms around a big St. Bernard. Mine weighed about 180 pounds.
Good grief.
They were massive animals.
Yes, indeed.
And an exciting experience.
Yes, sir. Well, look, Charles, I don't know. Had you heard this week that our president is headed to Africa?
Yes.
Yes, and did you know they were going to do
an expensive trip?
I believe the price tag on that is about $100 million with all the support. We've got fighter jets flying overhead 24/7. But did you hear they had to scrap plans for their safari?
No, I didn't know that I do know that they had to put bulletproof windows in all of the cars that he's going to ride.
Sure. Well, let me...
Which cost a fortune.
Let me expound a little bit. Barack and Michelle Obama have reportedly scrapped a safari during their trip to Africa because of the cost of snipers needed to neutralize cheetahs, lions, and other animals if they became a threat. The President and First Lady will end a week-long three-nation tour of Africa and Tanzania, but austerity measures that the Secret Service mean they will not head into the wilderness as was first planned. Their scheduled afternoon visit to a Tanzanian wildlife sanctuary was judged to be too expensive and difficult to arrange. The Washington Post reported it was dropped in favor of a tour of Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned during the Obamas' visit to South Africa before they fly to Tanzania. The safari would have required the president's special counter-assault team to carry sniper rifles with high-caliber rounds that could neutralize cheetahs, lions, or other animals if they became a threat, the newspaper said, citing a leaked Secret Service internal planning document. We do not have a limitless supply of assets to support presidential missions, and we prioritized a visit on Robben Island over a two-hour safari in Tanzania, said Josh Earnest, a White House spokesman. The logistics of any presidential trip are costly, but arranging back-to-back visits to three developing countries with poor security infrastructure and limited medical resources that could become the most expensive foreign excursion of Mr. Obama's time in office, and on it goes. Charles, could you have visited three countries in Africa when you were touring there for less than, let's say, $100 million?
I'm sorry that I don't have that type of finances, but I did have a terrible experience in Africa because I was in Zanzibar when they decided to kill all the Arabs, and the way they would kill them is they would lift them up on their shoulders, several men, and slit them from their sternum up in the chest all the way down to the pubic bones, and then eat the liver and the heart raw. And I saw all that, and that was not an unusual thing for a death in Africa.
Fascinating.
Horrible experience and horrible to watch.
Yes.
And the screaming and, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh, Charles.
Just can't believe what you could witness in Africa.
Yeah. Oh, my.
The horrible things.
Indeed.
Of death there.
Ugh.
So I thought it was, and then I heard that many of the presidents took this identical trip that Obama had planned it to.
Mm-hmm. Well, $100 million can buy you a lot of security, can it?
A lot of security.
Charles, thank you.
And thank you for being you.
You take care, buddy.
Goodbye.
The most interesting man in the world. There goes my friend Charles. Ah, fascinating. Tough way to die, too, being slit from sternum to pubic bone and having your liver and heart eaten. What was the line from Jeremiah Johnson? We ought to get that line and have it as part of our lineup. Maybe Brian can find that while we're waiting for the next phone call. The line from Jeremiah Johnson when they were confronted by the Indian tribe, if they didn't agree to do something, that they would slit you, me, and the horses from crotch to eyeball with a dull deer antler. I think I've got it pretty close. But my favorite movie of all times, by the way, despite the fact that Robert Redford played Jeremiah Johnson, he did a good job in that movie. I'm not sure if he was at the GPI summit with Governor O'Malley, but it would have been apropos. So anyway, let's talk about crabs. 410-922-6680. Have you had any this year? Have you tried to buy any? Are you going to get a bushel for Father's Day? Are you going to steam some up? Are you going to buy a dozen or two dozen or three dozen? Well, we certainly welcome your input on that. Marilyn Loves Crabs is out there, and on Facebook is everywhere you can get it. Or if you go online to MD Loves Crabs, you can find all the locations, all the advertisers in MLC, Marilyn Loves Crabs, pretty much have copies to give away to you. We're 84 pages of nothing but good information and resources for crabbing. The only places that do not have Marilyn Loves Crabs at the moment are places that were closed when we got there, and a few places on the Upper Eastern Shore, just a couple. So we'll be headed there today and filling in the blanks on those folks that don't have the Marilyn Loves Crabs. And then we actually, after having hauling a truckload of magazines around the other day, what day was it? I believe it was Wednesday. We actually ran out. Everybody got some, but we actually ran out of a big supply for everybody. So we'll be headed back up to Cecil County and other places today to fill those in. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're taking general calls on any topic you'd like to talk about, as long as it's fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And coming up the next hour, we've got Dr. Joe Love, who's our title bass specialist here for the Department of Natural Resources. We're going to talk about the Potomac, and we're going to talk about tidal bass fishing, which is including the PVA and LW tours, the upcoming tournaments in the Upper Bay. we're going to talk about keeping fish alive during the summer, spawning success and sanctuaries and things like that. Let's talk to Bill in Delaware. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I heard you talking earlier about the DNR reports, and yes, I agree with you. It's all about the money. Our governor's doing an in-service to all of us, or disservice to all of us. I'm a hunter as well as a motorcyclist, probably more a motorcyclist now than a hunter.
Right.
But I'm a big fan of Green Ridge State Forest.
Yeah.
When they had the off-road vehicle trail.
Right.
In 2011, they closed that trail down.
Yep.
And they claimed it was an environmental problem because of the impact from the motorcycles and the horses and the bicycles. And what it was more of is they wanted the money of lumbering, and they wanted the distinction of high conservation value forest, which you can still have the trail riding and the bicycles and the horses. But I think that they really, the whole intent was to not let people see how much clear cut they're doing. And they, you know, whenever you made comment about the clear cut that they did on the forest, they said, oh, that's private lands, we don't have control of that. But if you look at the maps, it's not private lands, it's actually the state forest. But and it's all about the money. They didn't make any.
So basically they claimed that your assertion is that they claim that they closed the trails to horseback riding and bicycle, mountain biking and things like that was to mitigate the environmental impact of compacting the ground and we have that same type of argument. Sierra Club's big on making that type of argument on our watershed in Loch Raven, for example. So when we get a rainstorm, the trail floods and redirects the water from where it's supposed to go and things like that. And, you know, it compacts the soil and just a number of different things that they claim because of all of the mountain bikes and horseback riding tends to compact the soil. And so they closed the trail for the alleged environmental impact, when in reality they didn't want people to have access to the pruning that was going on. I mean, the clear cutting that was going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, when they clear cut, what happens when it rains?
Exactly.
The forestry area still has runoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's no forestry area there now. And they're trying to tell you, oh, well, 10 and 15 acres at a time isn't really clear-cutting. We left such and such trees. Well, you come to a 10 or 15-acre area that used to be all forest that you could barely see through, and now it's wide open and maybe 10 trees scattered out around there.
Yeah.
Excuse me, what happened to that environmental impact of the runoff? And where did all the little animals go?
Well,
you just moved them. They have to get a new apartment.
Yeah, you're exact. Yeah. Thank you. You're exactly right, Bill. Exactly right. Yeah. So
their argument doesn't stand. It's about the money, and the whole thing was the high conservation value forest, so that somebody can say they've gone green when they buy that product. So they spend more money for that product. The tree did not change. It's just a label they put on it to charge more money. And they don't want us knowing that.
Like
they want us to feel good about ourselves.
Like organic vegetables, huh? All right.
Pardon me?
Like organic vegetables.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Wild, wild caught fish. All right. All right.
Happy Father's.
Same to you, Bill. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. There goes Bill. All right. We'll talk to John in Nottingham, then we'll take a little break. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm a
long-time listener and first-time caller.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm calling to thank you, actually. I've been fishing since I was about 3 years old, had a great love and passion for it, even went to the Amazon jungle and fished for peacock bass.
And wow.
About 3 years ago, I lost my love of fishing. And
really?
How
do you do that?
Every week. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
All right.
Lost it. And I listen to your show, and it's like a walk down memory lane with a little bit of inspiration and energy mixed in, and it got me motivated 2 weeks ago to go for the first time in 3 years. Went out to Loch Raven with Hot Water Lures and caught about five or six largemouth bass, and I'm in love again with fishing.
Good for you. Congratulations.
But that, thank you. Your show is very motivational.
Now did the fact that it was a free fishing day inspire you as well?
Not at all. I buy my license every year in January.
Yeah.
And I just fell out of love with it for the last 3 years, but I found it again with that first cast.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And it's a matter of what you repeat every week.
Yeah.
That is, get up. Get out there and go fishing, and that's what I did. I took your advice.
Well, you know,
I'm very happy I did, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Sure. Look, I fish with guys that that fish only for bass, or only fly fish for trout, or only fish for one thing in a certain way, and you know, that's they've developed a passion and enthusiasm for that, and that's what they do. Okay, that's fine. But you know what? I don't care if it's a bluegill or a white perch or yellow perch or a catfish or a trout or a bass or, you know, a striped bass or a bluefish or a spot. I go at it all with equal enthusiasm. If I've got the right equipment for the right fish, I'm ready to go. And if, you know, it's that tug on the end of the line, not knowing exactly what that is. It's that, what is that? You know, what am I going to catch today? Man, I'm looking forward to this. You know, one of my least favorite things to do is troll for striped bass. I don't care how big they are. I don't mind doing it, but it's, to me, I'd sooner have that rod and reel in my hand. And, you know, we trolled for bluefin tuna a number of years back. And trolled and trolled and trolled. Caught a king mackerel. Didn't catch any tuna. And we found some tuna out on the hot dog off Ocean City. And they were live lining for him with butterfish. We didn't have any butterfish. The captain had never done that. So he went over to a buddy of his and they got a bag of butterfish. I held that fishing rod in my hand like I was fishing for catfish when that big bluefin struck. I got to tell you something. That you want to get jacked up, you try that sometime. the boys were inexperienced and they'd stick the trolling rod in the rod holder and lower the line down and the tuna would strike and they'd grab the reel and slam the drag down as tight as it could go and the fish would pull off the line. I said, "Let me try that." So I just one of the most exciting fishing experiences of my life, you know, and 45 minutes later, we had a big tuna in the boat. So I was happy with that.
Well, I think you hit on a nerve for me right there. You might explain my lack of love over the last 3 years is after going to the Amazon and catching 100 or more peacock bass a day, which is one of the hardest.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Wore you out.
You come back, and then you're chasing bluegill and bass, and you don't feel that same fight, and it's diminished.
Yeah, that's
where I kind of lost my love.
I hear you.
But well, now I got it back just
good.
With that, watching that top water action, and thanks to you.
Oh, man, top water. That's one of the most exciting things to do. Throw a little number 9 Rapal out there, let the ripples all go away, and twitch it. Boom, that fish comes up and slams that thing. That is unbelievable. I love it.
Oh, brother, if that doesn't put adrenaline in you, I don't know what will.
And you got it. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, John.
All right. Well, thank you, Alan.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Man, if you want to get that excitement, head on down to Clyde's Sports Shop. Check out all the complete line of fish and tackle for panfish and trout and bass and striped bass. Maybe it'll inspire you to go fishing. And they've got all the live bait, too. They got all the crabbing supplies you could need, want, or imagine. Don't forget, they have firearms, too, for hunting and for shooting sports. They specialize in Browning, but they've got home protection firearms, ammunition, black powder, bows and arrows, crossbows, you name it, your complete sports shop. Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. The website is clydesports.com, and the phone number is 410-242-6108. Don't forget, if you want to call them 24/7 on the fishing hotline, it's 410-247-3474. That's 247-FISH for Clyde's Sports Shop. Go see them this weekend. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Hey, don't forget old Jack Carter down there at Catonsville Linex getting married today. Congratulations, Jack. And by the way, I was at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie the other day. They just sprayed a new floor in their waiting room. If you want to see what that Aspartex floor looks like, it's quite a process. They spray the base coat. They put the chips down. They scrape the chips off to, you know, embed them into the mix. And then they clear coat it. See that in their new waiting room at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. You'll like it. Hey, let me tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center out in Western Maryland. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network, a great trip, and even Under Armour. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. And don't forget about Diamond Jim. He's a tag striped bass swimming in Chesapeake Bay worth $10,000. He's got lots of imposters out there, a couple of hundred of them, that are worth $500 each. So if you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, a little spaghetti tag hanging out its belly, don't yank that out. Just keep that fish and call that number on the tag. You might just have won $10,000. $10,000, that's for sure. So stop by your local fish and citation center, your local tackle shop, or whatever that might be. Check the fishing rule book that you get with your license, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. That's the website for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day? I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That was the 3rd of June. Yep, exactly right. Yeah, and then the convoy started just a couple days later.
Vince in Chestertown. How you doing, brother?
How you doing, Mr. Allen?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, I heard about the top water, and I got to pass a new term on to you in relating to top water fishing.
What's that?
Little background. Remember back in the 70s when everybody used to have CB radios on their boats?
I'm not that old, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, right. The charter captains, and then when they wanted to call when their buddies in, they went to the regular radio.
Right.
So the marine radio.
Right.
Everybody's on CB radios. Well, two or three of us used to go out, and there was always a lot of top water action.
Right.
But you didn't want to call somebody in.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Say, well, we're above the bridge, we're below the bridge. So
right.
When the top water action used to start, we used to call each other, and a guy would say, hey, I'm just south of the bridge. We got upness.
Upness.
Yes.
Upness.
Upness.
I love upness.
Right.
That's awesome, man. Upness.
So nobody would know what the hell was going on. And go, what the hell they got down south of upness? What the hell is upness?
What's upness? Oh, that's funny, man. That
and
is.
The guys we used to come down there. Because we were having all kind of top water action.
Yeah, man. Upness, huh?
Yeah. So when my cousin called me in the fall, he said, how's the upness down there? Has it started yet?
Oh, that's funny.
So, the next time you got a caller talking about top water action, tell him, oh, you mean upness.
Upness, yes, exactly right. Oh, man, that's wild. Upness. I love it, Vince. Thank you, buddy.
See you, Alan.
Happy Father's Day. Bye-bye.
You too.
There he goes. Here's a nice one from John B. I remember on Saturday rabbit hunting with my dad and two older brothers, beating hedgerows all day, kicking briar patches in a place my oldest brother had claimed was just loaded with rabbits. Not one shot all day and not a single rabbit seen until my dad had enough and said, let's go home and hunt our own field where we all know there are rabbits. Our dog opened up on one, running it up over the side of a hill, and she caught it. The only rabbit caught all day. The boys laughed so hard, my dad was so mad. Good memories. Alan, we're blessed to have had men in our lives that shared hunting and fishing with us. Amen to that, brother. I hope you're able to share the picture, and on it goes. So thank you, John. I appreciate it. Happy Father's Day, buddy, to you too. Hey, Joe Love, he's already called. He's coming back. Joe Love going to talk about tidal bass fishing.